It's Sunrace's Triple M and the Brekkie Show, thanks to Ware Corporate, corner of 8th and Deakin. The mega flash sale on now, limited stocks, get in there nice and early. As we do each and every hump day Wednesday, we catch up with Councillor Glenn Milne. Very good morning to you, Milne. How are you this morning?
Morning, Matt, man. Going well, thank you very much.
Well, it's great to catch up with you. We spoke about this yesterday, the demise of Holden towards the end of the year, which is shocking news for Australia. Like I say, such an iconic brand and part of Australia's tradition.
Yeah, it's a big loss, isn't it? Sort of like taking your inheritance away or something, isn't
yeah.
it? It's, like we've all grown up with Holdens and they've always been part of our lives. I've had about 6 or 8 or 10. I can't remember how many Holdens, but just really part of Australia, and yeah, it's sort of hard to comprehend. Pretty sad day and sad for all of those people who are employed in the various companies.
All right. Now, the other thing we've got to talk about, I know you're just about to hop into a plane. You're heading down to Melbourne to speak about the rail freight.
I've got a rail freight meeting down there tomorrow. It's our annual general meeting, and you know, we're still pushing pretty hard to get the Murray Basin project finished. It's vitally important to Mildura. Again, we meet there with about 30 different councils, and we'll be continuing to push to try and get that rail upgraded into Mildura.
Now, look, I put a poll up on our Facebook page yesterday at facebook.com/MMMSunraysia, asking the question, are you on board with the new three-bin system, which comes into play July 6th? There's been something like over 400 votes that have come through, and I would say the majority of them not positive.
No, I did notice that, and I think it'll take people a while to sort of get their heads around it. And, you know, as Aussies, as locals, we don't like change. But I think we've got to take a bigger look at our waste disposal. And, you know, we have people complaining about the site in Ontario Avenue. And you look at what's happening over in China with plastics and how they're not taking them. And Australia's been sending their rubbish overseas. We've got to do a better job of the way we dispose of our rubbish. And that very much starts locally. So we've got to make sure that we are recycling as much plastic as we can, that we're putting as little of our rubbish to landfill, because we've got to put it somewhere. It's going to be in our own backyard now. So we've just got to do a better job. And it takes a united effort from everyone. And some people will find it hard, but our staff are out there. They're prepared to help. So people need to ring up, talk to them, talk through their problems and issues, and we'll see where we go from there.
All righty. The three-bin system, like I say, comes into play July 6th. So we've got one for green waste, one for landfill, and the other one, of course, for recycling. But thank you so much for you this morning. I know that you're just about to jump onto a plane, have fun in Melbourne, and we'll catch up again next week.
They're lining up. So thanks, Matt. Catch you next week.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate that. Councillor Glenn Milne at Triple M.